Bernie and Sid live, of course, today from Cohen's Children's Hospital. This special day, this radiothon, just under 2 weeks before Christmas. What a special time of year and a great day to be here. So many heartwarming stories, so many great people that Bernie and I have met today and the last couple of weeks, starting this relationship with these fine people. Yeah. And some of these stories, Bern, as a father of two, you are, as a father of two, I am. They just really grab at your heart, and you start to find out just how special these people at this hospital are and what they do every single day, not just saving lives, but folks in and around some of these sick kids who, in fact, find a way to get through it and enjoy life as well. They really do an amazing job. We've got a lady on the phone right now with us. Her name is Nikki. She's got a five-year-old son by the name of Maverick, and he went through a difficult time, found out he was sick, as Nikki did the mom. And she's about to tell us exactly what the Children's Hospital told her and how, in fact, he is doing today and how well they are doing as a family unit. With that said, Nikki, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Nice to have you, Nikki Sacchi. And as we start this conversation, tell us exactly what happened with your beautiful son, Maverick, what you found out, how you found out, and how you've dealt with it ever since.
So for us, our journey began kind of early on. I was put on bed rest, and the lovely folks at Northwell explained to us that we had this potential to have this very rare genetic disease. I think it happens in about 1 in 5,000 births. And they had told us Maverick had something called a tracheal esophageal fistula, or a TE fistula. So as we were getting ready for Maverick to come, they started to explain to us what we were going to need once he was born, surgery-wise. And I think for a new parent, this was our first child, you're feeling nervous, scared, I think probably even numb. But the people at Cohen's actually visited my room while on bed rest and began to answer all those questions as a new mom, because every day they started to come up, well, what would happen, what would happen? So finally, Maverick makes his arrival into the world, and of course he does have this very rare genetic birth defect. So we began the process at 1 day old of having his first surgery of 15 that we had at Cohen's. Maverick for us was this little tiny 2-pound dude that we went, oh my God, how is he going to make it? And the nurses and the doctors at Cohen's for us made that process livable. We were able to kind of go through and navigate the scary world of the NICU, of the hospital, and what life was going to be like after. Because now I have a 5-year-old rock star.
Awesome.
Who's named Maverick for that exact reason. That right. Went through all of those crazy surgeries. But for us, Cohen's became a home away from home that they laughed with us, they cried with us, but most of all, they supported us as an entire family unit. It wasn't just, you know, kind of medical care and right. We left. They were with us every single step of the way.
Do you believe in miracles? Based upon, absolutely. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I look at my son every day and go, that's a miracle. And that hospital is filled with heroes.
All right. Well, it's great to talk to you. We're so happy your story has a happy ending. Have a wonderful holiday season, a Merry Christmas. And thank you so much for hopping on with us today. God bless all you guys.
Say hello to Maverick.
Yes, please.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, everyone.
All right. Thank you, Nikki. Once again, we'll have more on this Bernie and Sid Radiothon at the Cohen's Children's Medical Center right here on Long Island, right after these short messages.